Well, greetings to you again today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day five in this little series that we're doing on righteousness. I think we've clearly seen that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, a person is made righteous. Not through our works, not through our piety, not through our church membership or our church affiliation, not because I dress modestly or wear suspenders, but through faith in the work that Jesus Christ did. And this is so very important for us to understand. I'm fearful that there will be many people tragically disappointed on Judgment Day who had their faith in their own good works and thought that God would surely save them because they belonged to a plain church or lived a plain lifestyle or some other good work. None of us can be saved by keeping some law or by doing enough good works. If even one person could be saved that way, then I believe Jesus Christ never would have come to this earth as a man and did all the things he did to procure salvation for us humans. He came because there was no other way we could be saved or to be made righteous. To be saved, to go to heaven, to have eternal life, to be a child of God, to be Christ's bride, and to be righteous, we must have faith in the complete and finished work of Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. So I hope you believe that. I hope you understand that. Now you might say, if it is only through my faith in Jesus and it doesn't matter how I live, then I might as well live this life to the fullest. Well, I didn't say that it doesn't matter how a person lives. It does matter how a person lives. And this is where many people get confused and messed up. There are two ditches on each road. Some people are in one ditch, having faith in their own good works. Other people are in the other ditch, who say they believe in Christ's work, but allow sin and worldliness to be the makeup of their life. If we believe in Jesus Christ and trust in his finished work of redemption, and if we love him, then we will keep his commandments. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We cannot love him or have true faith in him and live for our own selves or live for this world. It is so important to understand chapters 3, 4, and 5 of Romans, like we've been seeing these last few days. But we also need Romans 6. Paul addresses what I've been sharing here today. He talks about this very thing. It says, Romans 6:1, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" See, it's that same question. Okay, I have faith in Christ, so yeah, can we just continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, his answer is in verse 2, "God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" And we're dead to sin when we repent of our sins and we cry out to God and ask him to cleanse us from our sin and wash us in the blood of Christ. We pour out our bucket of sins and we just dump them all out and repent of them. So how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. As a Christian, we should walk in newness of life. We shouldn't live like our old life before we believed, before we had faith in Christ. We should live with different purposes and different goals. We should have God's heart. We will have God's heart and his desires in our heart. verse 5, it says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." This is a person who has repented and have faith in the finished work of Christ, the redemption that he's made upon the cross, shedding his blood for us and being raised from the dead. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon, or consider, ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members of instruments of righteousness unto God. We're talking about righteousness here this week. So we're to yield ourselves as instruments, yield our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And we do that by our faith in Christ and what his word says. We have his heart and his desires and his spirit, and we obey his word, we obey his leading, and we follow after him. We're yielding ourselves as members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? So we cannot live for ourselves. We cannot live for this world. We need to live our life for the Lord Jesus Christ, and our life will be made up of him, and he will be on our thoughts. We love him and serve him because he died for us and made a way for our salvation, and we believe in him. So, verse 16, I'll just read it again. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but now you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I just want to conclude here by just summing it up, that we are saved through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and true faith will have works. True faith will be, our lives will be changed. We will be living for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not going to be building our kingdom and trying to make our life comfortable and all those kind of things. We are going to be living for the Lord Jesus Christ, turning from sin and worldliness and things like that. So there's two ditches, and some people are in one ditch, some people are in the other, but we need Romans 6, and we need Romans 3, 4, and 5 about faith in Christ and not in our own works, but we need Romans 6 that shows us that if we do have faith, it will be shown through the way we live. We won't be living for ourselves. We won't be living for the world and trying to be saved through our own works. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in today. And Lord willing, we'll continue this tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.